Thanks for joining us for another great message from Influences Church Australia. We hope it inspires you, encourages you, blesses you, and brings you joy. For more information about our church, go online to influences.church. And now for our message.
What a powerful name it is. That name that is above every other name. That name in which all hope can rest. That name that heals all our diseases. That name that forgives all of our sin. That name in which a peace comes that surpasses all understanding. You know what? Where two or more are gathered, He is there. And as we gather and you gather in homes all around South Australia, as we gather together on iPads and phones and on computers, as we watch on our TVs, as wherever we are, we gather, I believe the presence of the Holy Spirit is here right now. And I want to start this off by praying, because this week I've heard of people that have lost jobs because of what's going on in our world. An incredible anxiousness that are going on in people's lives. Talk to people that are sick in body and nervous about the future. People that don't know what tomorrow brings. And I just want to declare that right here as we join in faith, as we pray with one another, I believe wherever you're sitting, wherever you're standing, wherever you're watching right across the world, right across our state, whether it be in a living room or a lounge room or a kitchen or in the park, wherever you are, I believe that God's presence and calm enter into your situation. There can be faith and boldness and confidence because God is with you right now. So come on, let's pray. Father, I thank you that you're here. I thank you that your presence is with us. I thank you that there is a peace that's available to every one of us. So Holy Spirit, we pray you rest on us and with us in this moment. We pray, Lord God, we take our eyes off distractions, eyes off the things of the world, and that we would fix our eyes on Jesus, the one that has it all in control. We lean into you right now, and we thank you that your word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. That, Lord God, it can bring power and authority to any situation. So I speak healing, I speak provision, I speak breakthrough, I speak answers to prayer in Jesus' mighty name. That, Lord God, as your children gather, that you would be with us and dwell with us, and that we can rest and receive in your mighty name. Wherever you are, lift your hands right in that room, right where you're standing or sitting. Lift your hands to heaven. I just pray that as you rest in his presence, the grace of God would come and rest on you. The presence of the Holy Spirit would come and fill you right now. Meet you where you are. Just receive in Jesus' name. The Lord, as we enter into the word, as we come around communion and fellowship, that you would dwell with us, speak to us, and rest with us. In Jesus' mighty name. Everyone said, amen, amen. Isn't God so good? Well, thank you, worship team. Let's give it up for these guys. Haven't they done a great job leading you in your home on our first time in Zoom church? It's so great to worship with you and be with you. Grab your seats wherever you are. It is great to be here for the very first time in Influencers Zoom church. Are you excited? I am. This is great. And our circumstances mean that we're doing church like this for the very first time. And you know what? Since the church's inception, since the church was created, we've never shut the doors on a Sunday. But here we are on a Sunday. Maybe we're not physically all in the same building, but let me tell you, the church is not a building. The church is its people. And when we gather together in one accord as one family, maybe in different living rooms, maybe in your pajamas, maybe with a coffee, maybe with your hair a little bit messy than it normally is, maybe you're on a recliner or in bed still, God bless you if you are going for a walk and watching this on your phone, we are the church and we are gathering together, and there's power when the saints gather, amen. Today I want to talk to you about the fact that we are coming to you. We are coming to you. Why do I want to talk about this today? Because there needs to be an understanding that people are not alone. There is an attack right now in our world, not on sickness. Because you need to know that at the cross, Jesus dealt with sickness. That by his stripes, we were healed once and for all. It is done and it is finished. That sickness comes and sickness goes, but it does not have power over us because of the finished work of the cross. But what the enemy does try to do is rob us of our peace and of our faith. There's a peace that is there to guard our hearts and guard our minds. And there's a faith that brings breakthrough. There's a peace that allows us to stand, and there's a faith that allows us to move forward. So I want to encourage you, wherever you're watching today, don't be fearful of a disease. Don't be fearful of your tomorrow, because God is greater. He's our healer and He's our provider. But be aware that fear tries to creep in. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." How do you know when fear is taking over society? Well, people feel powerless. There's no love shown when they're buying spaghetti and rice and toilet paper and all the things they're looking for. There's no love in Coles right now. And people are losing their mind. The evidence of fear is powerlessness, selfishness, and people losing their mind. But He didn't come to bring us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And it's here at this moment when everyone's thinking about themselves. But I want to tell you, the kingdom is not about ourselves. The kingdom is about community. And where fear will lead to isolation, isolation will lead to fear and more anxiousness. You see, social isolation, which we're all encouraged to be in at the moment, there is some wisdom in that. Because, hey, let's just see Corona come to an end. Let's see it finish in Jesus' name. And we believe as we pray that we can see this come to a close, and wherever you are, life can go back to normal. But I'll tell you, one of the last things someone that's vulnerable needs, or someone that's elderly needs, or someone that's anxious needs, is to be totally isolated and alone. We're never called to be totally isolated. We're called to have community. We were never meant to do life alone. We were never meant to worship alone. We were meant to do it in community. You know what? Where isolation comes from fear, fear leads to isolation. Love leads to community. 1 John 4 verse 18 tells us that where there is fear, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. See, where fear leads to isolation, perfect love casts out fear. How do I know perfect love casts out fear? Because love has to be shown to other people. You can never love someone if you're isolated. Fear leads to isolation, but love leads to inclusion. How did Jesus say to have perfect love? Well, He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and love one another. That everything hinges on this. This is what perfect love is. That we love God and we love one another. I mean, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Why is love the greatest of these? Because I can have faith and hope for tomorrow, but love is the only one of those three I can have right now. I can have love for someone right now. But love is not for myself. Love is not just for a future. Love is always for people. The church is all about people. And I just want to encourage you today that while fear will push us to isolate, the reason we're joining together on Zoom church, the reason we're gathering on screens across homes right across this state, is because while we can't be in the same building, we are called to love one another, stir one another, pray for one another, care for one another. Because you can't be totally isolated in this time. It's not great. It's not great to be isolated. Have you ever tried to play tennis on your own? It's not much fun. Have you ever ate a family bucket of KFC on your own? It's disgusting. Have you ever gone sightseeing alone? How nice is that? No one's there. Have you ever driven a people mover without any people? It's not really a people mover. There's no people. It's only so much Netflix you can watch at this time. I mean, have you ever hung out with someone that doesn't really hang out with other people? They're weird. People that don't hang out with other people are weird. If the only voice you ever hear is your own, it's going to get weird. How do I know? Do you ever see Tom Hanks in Castaway? Start talking to a soccer ball. I'm a bit nervous of Tom Hanks. He's in isolation right now. If he gets a soccer ball in his hand, we're in trouble. Isolation is not what we're called to have. We were meant to do life in community. Job 4 verse 11 says, "The lion perishes for lack of prey, and the cubs of a lioness are scattered." Do you know, a lion won't touch a herd. But the straggler that's isolated is always in trouble. Can I tell you, a strong disconnected Christian is always more vulnerable than a weak connected Christian. Let me say it again. A strong disconnected Christian is always going to be more vulnerable than even a weaker connected one. See, it's so critically important to be connected at this time. That's why we're gathering together in community. That's why we're gathering together and doing family. That's why we're doing Zoom church. And if you're watching on Facebook Live or on YouTube, I want to encourage you, sign up this week to a Zoom church community where we can gather together and do life together, because you were never meant to be isolated. Why does God want you to be connected? Because your soul was designed to be in relationship with other people. Because God has never been alone. He is three persons connected in perfect unity and harmony. This is the picture of God. But we live in a world that's totally isolated, more isolated than ever before. I mean, working and studying from home was normal before this, but now it's just commonplace everywhere. I mean, I have so many electronic friends that I'll never hug or have a chicken parmigiana with. Ordering food, I don't even have to leave my home anymore because of Uber Eats, and I don't have to see anyone. Kids want to be independent at a younger age. We put the elderly in homes at a much younger age now. We live in social isolation, and the church might could go this way where we can just look from our bedroom and have no connection with anyone else, but the church is not meant to be isolated. The church was never meant to just be a stream. The church was never meant to be a sermon you just watched, and I'm not here to criticize, but I just think we can be better. I think God created us for relationship with Him and relationship with others. See, even Jesus didn't isolate Himself. I've heard people say, it's okay, as long as it's Jesus and me, I'm going to be all right. I've got me and Jesus, that's all I need. Jesus didn't even think He was enough. Jesus had to live in community. I mean, if anyone can think they're not on my level, it's Jesus. If anyone could think I'm enough, it's Jesus. If anyone could say it's lonely at the top, it's Jesus. Except Jesus was never lonely in heaven or on earth. He made a decision that He was constantly going to be surrounded by others. In fact, the only time in the Bible we see the enemy have a conversation with Jesus was after an extended time of isolation in the wilderness. We were never meant to spend extended times alone. For Jesus, at His highest high, in the Mount of Transfiguration, when He's totally glorified, He chooses to have His closest friends, Peter, James, and John, right there with Him. And in His lowest low, right there in the garden, He would rather have friends that let Him down than struggle alone. Jesus didn't just come to forgive us and heal us and take away our shame. Jesus also came to rescue us from isolation. In this season of the church, in this season of social isolation, we cannot have spiritual alienation. We have to be close. Let me just tell you one last story. It's a story about a leper. See, a leper was someone that had a physical sickness, leprosy. But not only did he or she have a physical sickness, they'd also have a spiritual one. And this was isolation. See, we see in the book of Mark, Jesus goes into a town, and as there as He's in this town, all these people come and they gather around Him. They want to gather around Jesus. So they gather around Jesus except for this one man who is a leper, because while he was sick in body, he had to be isolated in soul. So as they gather around Jesus, He's on the outside of town. But Jesus, while He has everyone around Him, didn't just come to have relationship Himself. He came to rescue everyone from the curse of isolation. So Jesus goes from the boundaries of town and the boundaries of separation, and He draws near to the leper. You see, it's here that we realize social and spiritual isolation are not part of God's plan, because transformation cannot take place in isolation. Say it again. Full spiritual transformation can never take place in isolation. Now, you need to understand something. Jesus is our substitute. What does it mean that Jesus is our substitute? That means that He came to have an exchange from what I had, and He would give me who He was. So He came and He bore my sickness so I could be healed. And He took the punishment for my sin so I could have relationship with God. And He endured my shame so I could have freedom. But as much as He came to take away sickness and sin and shame, God's plan was that we would never be isolated. In the same way He came to take our sickness, sin and shame, He came to take away our isolation. How do I know? Well, when Jesus breaks the boundaries of social isolation and He crosses over and touches the leper is fully healed in body. But the greater miracle is that Jesus frees his soul. You see, when you're in isolation, it's like a prison where you can't be in community and connection. But this man didn't stay when he was healed on the outside of town. He went in back into town and into connection. You see, Jesus had a divine exchange with this man where He took his isolation and He gave him community and relationship. How do I know it? In Mark chapter 1 verse 45, after He heals the man, it says, He went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. But as a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in the lonely places. Here is a man that is on the outside of town and Jesus is surrounded by people. But Jesus becomes our substitute. Jesus becomes this man's substitute and He heals the man's sickness and He restores his soul and the man is surrounded by community and now Jesus takes his isolation. You see, we were never meant to be isolated and we were never meant to be separated. We were always meant to be in relationship. We were always meant to have community. See, if we were to say our church buildings maybe are like that town, and we would often and more regularly come in and gather around Jesus in our town, in our church buildings, and I love that. I miss gathering together with the saints and singing all together in the same place, but this is where we are. So if we were to say in this story, our church buildings were like the town, while we gather around Jesus, the truth is there's been so many outside our buildings that have never felt like they can come in. And our message as a church has been, come into our town, come into our building. But maybe what God's doing in this season is He's changing the message. Maybe through Zoom Church, Influencers Zoom Church, we're now able to tell the world we're coming to you. Where before people felt, I can't come into your building, now we can tell the world we don't want you to be isolated, so we're coming to you. We're coming into the safety of your homes. We're coming into the safety of your lounge rooms. We're coming in through your screens. We're coming in through your phone. We're coming in through your computer. We're coming in through Influencers Zoom Church to this message be heard. You are loved, you are welcome, you are accepted, and you can have healing. Healing in your body. But I believe in a world of social isolation. I believe in an independent world. The greatest healing we can have beyond the healing of salvation is the healing of restoration of community, of love, and of friendship. If there was anything that should be contagious in this season, it should be our love and our kindness, that all are included and all are welcome here. See, at the start of this year, we prayed and we believed we'd see a revival. But maybe it's just happening differently to how we expected. Hebrews chapter 10 says this, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, all the more as the day approaches. See, the writer to the Hebrew church was looking at the circumstances of the day. And the circumstances of the day was the church was pressured, the church was forsaken, the church was in a very different, odd, weird circumstance, much like we find ourselves in today. And they began to isolate, and they began to withdraw, and they began to separate. But the writer of Hebrews sees this and knows the church is never strong because of its buildings, and the church is never strong because of its streaming, and the church is never strong because of its history. But the church is strong because of people gathering together, encouraging one another, praying together, spurring one another on, worshiping with one another, because the church is found in its people. That's sure this is different at the moment. And I look forward to the day where we can gather together in one building and lift up the name of Jesus together. But maybe in some ways we'll never go back to the old, where people felt like they couldn't walk into where we are. Maybe from here, we always need to have the message, we will come to you. Because isn't this what Jesus said? Go into all of the world. And no matter what trial and struggle, difficult circumstance comes our way, we are called to love. We are called to include. We are called to do community. We are called to share. And we are called to worship together. This is the church that despite where we are and how we see ourselves today, we see each other and we love one another. That faith, hope, and love. I have faith for the future and hope for tomorrow, but I can love you today. That this is how they will know that you are my disciples, that you love one another. Love that is always shown to people. Love that is always expressed to one another. Engaging around faith in Jesus with peace in our hearts, faith in our spirit that God is good, that He loves you and He loves them, that they would be included, that their spirit would be saved, their body would be healed, and their soul would be connected, that a great exchange could take place, and they could know Jesus and they could know our love. Amen. Let the greatest thing that be contagious in this season be our love. Let the light that shines from the church in darkness be the love of Jesus and the love towards one another. I want to pray for you. I want to pray during this season the peace of God and the love of God be shown to you, and that the peace of God will be shown through you and the kindness and love of God be shown through you, that all would be included, all would be accepted, that they would know we are coming to you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your church. I thank you that we can gather in homes and lounge rooms and bedrooms and parks, on beaches, wherever we are all around this state. And I thank you that you are there. I thank you there's nowhere that we can go that you don't go with us, that your peace guards us, covers us and walks with us, that faith stirs us and makes us believe that you are good and that you can turn all things for good. But we pray in this season that we would not isolate and we would not retreat. We would not hold back and we would not pull away, but we would continue to connect. That through means like this, through influencers, Zoom church, and through connect groups and homes, phone calls and encouragements, random drop-offs of packages of kindness to one another and encouragement, encouraging texts, that we would be able to gather and commune and love and share. That your love would be seen in us and through us, that our world would know the message of Jesus, that all are included and all are loved. So let your grace and your peace, your love and your hope rest on us now. Let us go in us and through us in Jesus' name. If you're watching today and you don't know Jesus, this is the greatest message you could ever hear. You are loved. And there is nothing you can do to deserve it. There's no works you can do to earn it. You just are loved. And it's at times when you feel the most alone, you need to know you are loved. And it's those times where you know you got it so wrong, know this, you are forgiven. And it's times where you feel like life, I carry this disease and this illness that means I keep getting things wrong or I keep trying and failing. I feel so alone. You need to know you are accepted. Jesus loves you. He gave his life for you. And if you would just simply receive his love, he will lead you, guide you, forgive you, and be a friend that walks with you from this day forward. Hello, thank you so much for watching this video today. I pray this sermon has blessed you, encouraged you, and inspired you. You know, we may never have met, I may not know you, but God knows you. And I want to tell you today, God loves you. That even before you knew about him, he loved you. And he has a plan and a purpose for your life. You know, so many of us do life on our own, trying to lead our life in a way that finds answers and finds the peace and finds the joy we're looking for, but we come up short. But God knew that you needed rescuing, that you needed saving, that you needed his love. So he sent his son Jesus to come and pay the price for our mistakes. He lived a perfect life, but knowing we couldn't, he said, I will take their place. So he died and rose again so that his death could pay the penalty for my mistakes and my past, and his life could make a way so that I could have life. I believe that when you believe in what Jesus did, and when you invite him to be Lord of your life, you can experience forgiveness, peace, hope, joy,
purpose and life like you've never known before. It's not about what we've done or who we're not. It's about that we have a God who's good, who can turn things for good and loves you. He's a father, he's a friend, and you can invite him into your life today by simply saying this prayer after me. I'm gonna say this prayer, and wherever you are, wherever you're watching around the world, pray this prayer with me. Maybe you once knew God and you walked away. You know what? Maybe he's getting your attention today to say, come back into relationship with me. Maybe you've known religion, but never a real genuine relationship with God. Why don't you say this prayer too? And I believe this can be the beginning of a great new day. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for loving me and giving your life for me. I pray you forgive me for my past and you walk with me into my tomorrow. Let me know your grace, your forgiveness, your peace, your purpose, your joy, and your hope into my life. I ask you to lead me and guide me from this day forward. Be Lord of who I am. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad you prayed that prayer today. I believe that as you did, the peace, the grace, and the love of God comes into your life. You know what? The past is real, but it doesn't have to dictate your future. Let the love, the grace, and the word of God go with you from this day forward, and I believe the best days are ahead for you. If you prayed this prayer, or you want to know more, maybe you're on the journey, why don't you flick us an email so we can send you some material about following Jesus. We can maybe connect you with a local church near you that you can do life with, get good people around you, and we would love to pray with you. I'm so glad you prayed that prayer. I'm so glad you're on the journey of following Jesus. I'm so glad you listened today. God bless.